Over the past couple of years, there have been other high-profile cases that were allegedly foiled by the government. Many had no obvious or direct connection with Al-Qaeda. Newsweek investigative correspondent Michael Isikoff says that fact makes a case like the one we're hearing about today no less worrisome to anti-terrorism investigators.
There's no evidence of any contact between this group and anybody overseas associated with Al-Qaeda or anybody else. But this is, in fact, the phenomenon that actually most worries counterterrorism analysts and security specialists at this point. It's the homegrown phenomenon of people who, motivated by their anger and fury at the United States or Western interests, plot on their own, taking inspiration from videos that they download off the internet. It's very hard to identify those people because they don't connect up with people who Al-Qaeda leaders who have been captured can identify. They are people cropping up all the time on our soil as well as elsewhere in Western Europe.
Putting today's case in the context of other anti-terrorist convictions or investigations, what's the record so far for federal authorities, roughly?
The record is mixed. The Justice Department counts something like over 260 terrorism prosecutions in the United States. When you look at those under a microscope, you find that many of them are actually for lesser charges, and they say they're terrorism-related. There have been a number of high-level cases, high-profile cases, that have led to convictions, most famously the Lackawanna Six in Buffalo, New York, people who went overseas for training in Pakistan and then came back to the United States, others involving paintball case in Virginia. Again,
it was called the paintball case because they were supposedly practicing playing paintball.
Right. Those cases have led to convictions for, in many cases, lengthy prison sentences for the defendants. But critics say that they never actually involved active terrorist plots in the United States. So how you count those or how significant you count those is really left to individuals.
In the timeline of this case that we're talking about today, a video is spotted in January 2006. By March of 2006, or April at least, there is a confidential informant within this group. So the group is infiltrated pretty quickly after.
Right. The FBI, using its standard tactics, infiltrates using a confidential informant and then monitors the activity as it goes along. It goes on for quite some time. In fact, in the affidavit, the discussions about attacks continues right through to March of 2007, just a couple of months ago.
If and when cases like this go to trial, a common defense tactic is to say that informant, that is the one who was telling the FBI about what's going on, that was really the instigator. He was really the guy who made the whole thing happen. But for him, we were just going off into the woods and practicing and playing games. Do you know what the line is? That is, how far can somebody who is being an informant go in these cases?
The key is there has to be a predicate. The government has to prove that these people were predisposed to engage in criminal conduct before the informant infiltrates the group, before the informant actually tapes them doing something that is then used as incriminating evidence. If there's sufficient predicate established, then the later evidence is admissible and can be quite probative.
One aspect of this that may attract some political comment is that there were some illegal immigrants among the group, people
right.
who were here.
Exactly, and that is sure to be seized on by the critics of U.S. immigration policy as further evidence of the threat that illegal immigrants can pose to the country.
And living here for some time.
And have been living here for some time. Although, ironically, in this case, it is worth noting that the lead plotter appears to have been a United States citizen.
Michael Isikoff, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Mike Isikoff, investigative correspondent for Newsweek magazine.